Blog Talk Radio.
If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. Look,
I already know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do. I can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't wanna be right. Ever get sad, ever feel down, ever feel lost, I'ma come around. If you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about.
Dude had you mad as hell. Him acting hard like he's Samuel L.
Bro,
you fall for it, then get sad you fell.
Hey.
Me, use my magic stick to cast a spell. Him got you staring at the mirror like
what?
The person you observing ain't appearing right. Me, shut the darkness out, reveal your light. Get in your thighs, make your eyes water, clear your sight. I know you heard it all, and you've been hurting all.
For real.
But girl, my word is law.
Yep.
I make your world evolve.
Come on.
And I can turn that wall that you keep putting up. It's nothing. You don't know my name, then look it up. I'm stimuli, kid you.
Yeah.
Let me vibe with you. I wouldn't lie to you.
Nah.
Just a lie in you.
Yep.
But I will ride with you. And we can ride out. I bring change, four quarters, no time out.
I know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do.
I
can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't want to be right. Ever get sad, ever feel down, ever feel lost, I'ma come around. If you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about.
Good or great or wonderful, miraculous, heaven on earth if your mind can just imagine it. Paradise, Garden of Eden, Jesus of Nazareth, couldn't bless you more. I can't even find an adjective. Good is an understatement.
Yep.
Guess I'm underrated. See, I ain't one for faking, making unadulterated. I don't wanna hate on the dude you used to deal with.
Nah.
Get under me, you'll get over him real quick.
Yep,
I feel better than massage parlors. Once I start giving orders like the Godfather, and I make you breathe like I'm your Lamar's partner.
True.
Even though I'm never home like your car charger.
Dang.
I still turn pain into joy. I build and destroy.
Yeah.
I fill up the void. And chicks gon' hate, but I kill all the noise. Let's be real, if you will, you my choice, girl.
Baby, know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do.
Yo.
Yo. I have something to share.
This motherfucker don't get that damn clap. We gotta clap again for ourselves. Give us a round. Welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show. I am your host, Notorious, and to my left, I have your co-host, and that is Jasmine, Jetson and Jasmine, to be exact. And somewhere in Wonderland is our engineer, Olu. Olu, what's good, man? What's going on? Just working out the bugs, folks. Anyway, Jazz, what's going on? How's your weekend?
My weekend was you know, I don't even remember what I did this weekend, to be honest with you. It was that good.
One of those, huh? You know, those Vegas Cancun weekends.
Yeah, it was. But I do know what I'm going to do next weekend, or this weekend coming
what's
up.
That?
I'm going to Miami. I'm going to Miami, and then I'm preparing to leave you guys for 2 weeks because I'm going to Greece.
Greece?
Yeah.
You're going to Greece.
Well, all
besides,
of the tips,
you know,
that we've been learning over the last 15 months.
They paid off?
Yes, finally. So,
yes,
the gift of persuasion.
By rich Greek man shit. Onassis.
So I'm actually very, very excited to be able to go on that once-in-a-lifetime trip. So, How was your weekend? Do you remember it?
You know, I usually don't. All I remember is last night at Sweet Clown Bar, 39 Texas Street. It was definitely dope last night. Did overtime.
Cool.
It was great last night. So definitely come down Monday, 39 Essex Street in Grand, New York, New York, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. or so. That was dope last night. This weekend, I don't know about, you know what? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I had a good time this week. Had a good time this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no shackles on me. You know what I'm talking about? And, yeah. In the town red, goddamn, yeah.
Yeah, what'd you jump off?
You know, allegedly. I ain't going to Greece yet, but I am taking a trip to an undisclosed location next week.
Okay.
So, you know, you ain't the only one. But actually, you know what? At the wine bar last week, we had some sort of an impromptu session of the show, and Ray Six had came through, and today's topic actually is her idea, because she was having a conversation, and, you know. So, a little bit later on, she's going to join us. And,
nice. This will be Ray's first time on the show, right?
Yeah,
yo, I'm on. Hello?
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey. Just in
I think
time
what you
got to
say
report.
Is like shy in here and that nigga appearing and shit. But if you
nah,
this is Shy's first
calling.
Time on the show.
What's going on with my phone?
Engineer? You going on with engineer?
No. It was my signal. I think it was my signal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ray was supposed to be on the show. Supposed to be on the show before, but it never worked out, so, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
She ditched us, you know. Maybe she'll talk about that a little bit later, but I don't want no Nicki Minaj problems, though, so I'm going to fall back.
Yeah, you have
to. Appreciate Ray coming through today.
Definitely.
But get right into it.
Wait. Before we delve right into it. I just want to mention that the Emotion Picture, specifically the Wedding Crasher show, is actually one of Blog Talk Radio's most popular shows in the category of romance. So,
get
out of here.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, that's what's up. That means if you're looking for romance, you're going to find us. That's what's up. That's
right. So, that's all.
I hope I didn't
say
nothing too crazy.
Right,
that mean my jump off is going to...
Yeah, you might have got me in trouble, but it's all right.
Well, that was actually my birthday show, so I'm really happy that it rated very well. It made it worth it being with you guys on my birthday.
Word.
Okay.
Nothing like being with two guys on your birthday.
Three. Don't forget about him. That's why he's busting guns back there. All right. So, tonight.
He's going to Greece.
Oh, yeah, I heard. She's getting
2 weeks.
She got money.
Anyways. Well, tonight's show is about the jump off. And if Jazz is getting flown to Greece, I don't think she needs to jump off. Because, you know, certain places, I mean, you would take a jump off to a Greek restaurant. So, you know, definitely, you know, today we're going to talk about what a jump off is, what a jump off isn't, how to get a jump off place. I think we all are unclear. We're all unclear. You know, I know you and I talked about that earlier. Now, what's your
definition of a jump off
shot?
I didn't know. I thought it was like somebody you just call when you want something physical to go down, and they know what it is. I didn't know it was like more depth to it.
You are correct.
Yeah, but Vic said that was just like half of it. That's like not even
that, right.
Well, no, because Shah has said that a jump off is just a person that you have a strictly sexual relationship with, and I feel like you could have a mature relationship, you know, with somebody and they not be the jump off. You know, I think the key denominator in jump offism is the respect factor. I think that, you know, you could, if you have sex with a person, and you know, it could be some irregular, you can treat them right, not feel bad about them. You know, you buy them an occasional slice of pizza, something like that. You know, you respect them. But I think with a jump off, you don't respect their time, you don't respect their body, you don't respect nothing about their name.
Really?
You know, it's just
Are you sure,
well,
man?
Yeah, no.
Wait, you guys.
I like the pizza.
You know, I like to do a little bit of Wikipedia research for our show. And actually, I had to go all the way into the Urban Dictionary for this one. So, jump off, a casual sex partner, someone that you fuck on occasion that you have no ties to. In parentheses,
right.
Usually one or both involved are married. Don't put any feelings into a jump off. This is using it in a sentence, I suppose, or the verb, or I don't know. But don't put any feelings into a jump off because you walk into it knowing that you can't get anything from it but a good fuck. Okay, so it's got to be good, too. If you catch feelings, you will get hurt. Other definitions are jump off. Also see booty call, a casual sex.
Okay. Vic, can I tell them the top comment, the statement that prefaced the jump off question that I said? You remember that?
No.
What? I can't?
No, I don't think you can. No, well, does it have to do with me?
Tell us. You didn't know
this
stuff.
It's not you specifically. Well, it was general. It was general. Remember I said, everybody...
Oh, I mean... Nah, I don't know. Why don't you start, Olu? You know, get the button ready, turn his mic off.
Well, all I said was that everybody's partner at one point was probably someone's.
True. I agree with that. Though.
Quickly raced to put his tape on and said, "No, that's impossible." But everyone.
Nah, I mean, come on. Jump off. I mean, see, I don't agree with the whole casual sex thing. I mean, I wouldn't call just because you have sex outside of a relationship that makes you a jump off.
But that's what the thing said. It didn't say one of them is disrespected, one of them is a bum.
Nigga, that was
like
Urban Dictionary. What the fuck are you talking about? That wasn't Webster's.
Yeah, but it's similar to...
Urban Dictionary happens to be a very reliable source.
if it's similar to the term booty call, which has been used for years, women have booty calls, and they don't feel like they're disrespected.
I agree with that. I think that a jump off is constant booty call status. But, I mean, I don't think that a no-strings-attached sexual relationship constitutes a jump off, isn't it, though? I think there's got to be a fine line right there. Like,
so
you're
talking about the jump that... I think you're talking about the jump that when somebody's
off.
Like, yo,
crazy.
What's up with Shorty? Oh, nah, you good. She a jump. Like somebody else can get
you.
It. Like, it's no
like anybody can
it's
get
like
it.
Like, whatever.
But
you're
isn't that still the
That's
case?
It.
If you're just dealing with somebody physically, if you're just dealing with somebody.
Nah.
And I hit you. Because you be loving them, though. That's because you be loving them. I think you're taking
yeah.
it.
You're telling me. So, Shaq, tell me that if there was a woman, it's too bad, right? And you hit it about 3-4 times a week. That was yours. But
that's a lot. That's
no
a lot.
No, hold on.
Yeah, that's
no relationship.
For a jump off.
I'm asking Shaq, but I'm not.
Okay.
There's no relationship. And let's say one of your homeboys came by like, hey, you know, Halle Berry, man, you're looking at me. You telling
right.
me you would say, yeah, all right, go ahead. Fuck on Tuesday.
Is
or you'd be like, nah,
somebody,
chill.
That's a joke. Yeah, if that's a jump, I'm like, yo, good. Go in. I've done it. I've done it.
Really?
And
no,
yeah.
You have.
People have gotten mad.
You have.
I have. People have gotten mad about it. You know, text messages went out.
So
text messages got shown.
So the definition, you're both about to indict, you know, almost the entire population of women. The definition of jump ball is if you're not in a committed relationship, which the shot means if you're not living together, if you're not in a committed relationship, you are a jump off if you have sex. Is this what it is?
Well, if it's understood that it's just that.
Interesting. Okay.
Good. If there's minimum dating going on.
I'm kind of with Shaw on that one. That if you, yeah, that's what it is. It holds
a number.
I think you could be a jump off too. I have a question.
I want you to dial 323-657-1479 and dial 1 and let us know if you agree that you are a jump off, because I think that everyone, you know, just woke up to this reality.
Well, okay, here's my question. Damn it.
Well, Jazz, hit your question
echoing
first and then hit the call. Okay. Who's at
echoing,
the door?
Echoing.
What's up?
Have a caller from 313.
Detroit.
313.
D-town.
The Motor City.
Look at that. What up? Can you hear me?
Yo.
Weatherman? Weatherman, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Ozu, close the nigga. Ozu, come on. Wait a minute, you don't... Yeah. How
y'all been? Y'all been all right?
Yeah, man.
How have you been?
How are you?
I've been busy, man. I've been working like a crazy-ass person, but I've been working. Been busy as hell.
I like that.
Raising my daughter.
With the BM, sir. You back with the BM?
Negative.
Okay, go ahead.
But nah, see, y'all,
what you
gotta we're talking about jump-offs, right? What's going on?
Yes, sir.
We trying to define the term, because Vic is definitely not accepting what a jump-off is. He wants it to be more. He wants it to be a slur, a scuzz. And I think he had his heart set on that tonight, so he can really degrade some women. So,
well,
RC agrees with us.
I thought a jump-off was just random-ass sex with somebody, wasn't it? I mean, no strings attached.
There you go.
So I called you.
Random-ass sex.
Let's go promote
the
most hotel and... You know,
no,
do our
that's
thing.
Not...
Once we get up, leave, and that's that. Ain't no hugging, kissing, cuddling.
Yeah.
The key word is random, though. You could be in a sexual relationship with someone and not be random, can it? Like, we told about this a couple of shows ago, that you could be fucking someone, and that is be y'all, like, going to go past this certain plateau. But, you know, this is what is our thing. It's not random. It's not, well, I'll just call you 2-3 in the morning or... You know, I'm just going to smut you out and pass you to my friend. Like, you know, I think there's a line between those two type of relationships, no?
But what if he wants to get
that? I think Vic got a point, because I think I kind of went through something like that last year. I think I kind of went through something like that last year. We weren't necessarily, it wasn't emotional, but it was a little more than just, hey, call and, hey, let's go hang out and go to the hotel and, you know, I ain't had none, I don't know when. Can you come help me? Can you service me real quick or whatever? Or whatever the case may be, it was a little more than that, but it wasn't. She would have guys call her. It wouldn't bother me because I knew it wasn't nothing. We weren't in an emotional relationship. It was just physical. So
because you liked her a little bit, like that made it not a jump? Like, is that what you're saying?
But it was a jump off when I really think about it. So.
Exactly. You jumped off. Got it. Did y'all date? Did y'all go out?
No, I mean, yeah, we'd go to a movie or two, but at the end of the day, that was that. We'd leave. It wasn't no hugging, kissing, see you tomorrow. It was just, okay, we went to the movie.
Was it ever dinner?
Yeah, let's go eat. But like I said, it was never
that's
nothing.
That's because they was hungry because they
was fucking. It wasn't like candlelight. It wasn't candlelight dinners.
You don't go to no dinner with no fucking jump off, man.
Yes, you do, because you need energy to do what you're about to do.
Vic, you gotta
eat that turkey harrow before you get to my house.
Whoa, hold on. It depends on where it was. It depends on who paid. All that matters. If it's Burger King, that's different.
Nah, son. You eat that Burger King before you get to my house. There ain't no Burger King for the jump off. See, y'all get the twist.
And
I've been
to White Castle.
It gotta be two different. It gotta be different levels.
No, my nigga. You find the jump off at White Castle. That's it. You don't shit. You don't have no potato bun, burger, no jump off. My nigga, what's going on over here? No. There shall not be no money spent on the jump off. So I'm trying to tell you something right now. You know
what
I'm saying?
What if she paid?
She paid what? She don't have no money.
What's
the jump off
doing
running around
on
with money?
What? It's all jump off things, bro. He is. You know what it is? It's that Vic has a certain person.
He got no money.
So, Vic, if the jump off calls you and says, yo, I'm hungry, you want to go get something to eat, you say no.
Why does the jump off got my number, brother man?
No. See?
I call her when I'm ready.
No. She just holds. I'm not the jump ball. She's the jump ball.
You have a certain person in mind, Vic.
Yeah, he definitely.
Vic, back in his back fighting days, Vic knew his place. And whether man talking about her calling me, that's a whole different situation right there. If she is the jump off, I am the one that controls that situation. She does not. She sits at home or whatever, you know, sucks dick, whatever, and until you are ready to be bothered. That is a jump off. Now,
that's
there are different.
One way jumps are dangerous, man. They're real dangerous. Because if she doesn't know what's going
on,
she doesn't really understand the situation, she can mess things up.
The one way jump sounds like it could be a lot of secrets and a lot of, you know, things not control. A big gray area.
That's why it's a jump off. It's a slide off. It's a breezy. These are all terms that they know. Get the fuck out of here. Breeze, slide, jump. Yes.
What if she's not aware?
Y'all the one that got a cape on. Say what?
I don't. What if she's not aware that she is that?
Oh, she knows. Look, a jump off. You know what? And race six is going to help us with that because there are some women that don't know if they jump off or not. But
I definitely agree with that.
If it's casual sex, you're a jump off. I disagree. I disagree with that.
What about the part about one or the other being in a relationship? Does that fit your definition? Because it said that in the Urban Dictionary, which is our only credible source tonight.
Is that usually one or the other?
Because to me, that means it's an affair.
Right.
You could be single and have a jump off. It doesn't mean just because I have a relationship. I mean, definitely, you know, most mistresses are jump offs. You know what I'm saying? But I don't gotta have.
I don't think like you would use the word like skeezer and I'm probably hoe and ratchet and stuff like that. I don't think that those words have to necessarily apply to a jump off.
With Vic, it does. He needs that.
But I think you could be pretty respectable as a jump off.
Respectable jump off.
Yeah.
Vic, you can be a jump. You never been a jump with somebody?
Who, me? I've been a jump off before. Yeah, sure I have.
Okay. And she disrespected you and called you all types of names and only you didn't have her number.
I'm sure she did, sir.
Did you have her number? You were able to call, weren't you?
She never answered, you know, if you must know. I'm not sure whose phone that was. I don't know.
Okay.
She would always call me from a block ID to keep me off guard and shit. You know?
We've been there. We've all been there. You know,
I think there are benefits to being a jump off.
You would think that. I'd agree.
I do, because if you know that you're a jump off, right, and you're perfectly, you don't have any additional expectations of that person. You're not, because there are some jump offs that are hoping that, you know, they plant, that they can stay around or that they'll change.
Of course.
That doesn't happen.
That's how relationships start.
Somebody gives it. So there's no way to have a strictly sexual relationship and not be random and not be long term. I think there are a lot of sexual relationships that are long term. I think people fool themselves and think that is not that. You know, but it really
she's
is.
She's not saying that they're not out there, but she's saying that sometimes there are people that want more. You've seen it.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. But you know, but we're gonna say every time, you know, you have a casual relationship, you're a jump off, I mean there's gotta be women out there that disagree with that right there. There's gotta be.
Yeah, well, because sometimes people have casual sexual relationships with someone that they want more with. And like Shaw said, it may start off as a sexual, like the physical attraction is what brought you together, and then you fuck up and you don't know your place. You start eating out to dinner. You start asking questions. You start staying after the sexual act is done. Right, but that's when it no longer is a jump off. That's when it becomes some other form of nonsense.
Let me ask you this, Vic. What criteria do you look for in a jump? Like, what kind of girl do you need that is attractive enough for you
fast
to sleep with, but
sleep
is not hot enough
get,
to be with?
See, you're talking about sleeping. You wrong right there.
I mean, all right.
You don't sleep, my brother.
Excuse me.
Sleeping.
But what makes you draw the line, though?
I mean, again, in my backsliding days, you know what I'm saying? I no longer, you
long
know.
Long time ago.
I no longer partake in these things. I mean, no one. All right, well, okay, boom.
Save
out of bell. I'm see, defense. I got a caller. What's going on, caller? Who it is?
Ray Sick. Hey.
Ray Sick. Yeah. Oh, early too.
Hello,
save
hello,
out of bell.
Hello, please help us.
Save out of bell. To quote Victoria's, boom. Okay, I'm ready. Boom.
So I was listening to the show. Y'all are cracking me up right now.
Yeah, you saved him.
So
please
I
tell us. No, he's not off the hook. He still has to answer that question.
Yeah.
What question
know,
was
man.
That? I forget.
You what's know
the
question, man. You meet a chick. Why do you put her in a jump category? She's hot enough.
She puts herself in a jump category, Sha.
How?
I'll put her nowhere.
She doesn't read. Because she doesn't read? What? Is, how does she want?
Well, first
yeah,
of all, none of Biggie T's bitches read. That's number one. She's smarter than me, you know what I'm saying? But well, I'm saying, though, on a real, all seriousness, you can't put a woman in no category. You know what I'm saying? You can only do to her and with her what she allows you to. So she will let you know what she is down for, she's not down for, and she'll let you know just how much respect she commands. I'm not a pimp. I don't force no one into that category.
It sounds like
they
starts off with an F.
Say what?
It sounds like she starts off with an F and has to work her way up. It's like she's guilty to proven innocent with you. Is that how it is?
Well, not at all. She starts with an A with me, you know. I come with my cape on. And, you know, a woman will let you know exactly, well, for the most part, what she's down for, what she's not down for, you know, and what she needs, what she don't need, and what her standards are. You know,
help the listeners out. You got a young dude listening right now. He meets a girl. He's in college.
I ain't the guest.
I'm
just
saying,
racist for that
Ray.
Right
there. Well, Ray's coming from a woman's point of view, so it's different. But,
hey, I can think like a man,
it.
Too.
I'm not here to teach right. young brothers to find jump-offs. They need to find church and all that. You know, I'm not here for that, Sha.
Wait, you
okay,
can find
no,
a lot of
that's
jump
my backsliding days. But, you know, if you know, my backsliding days, you know, you may want to cruise the avenue, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the morning for the stragglers, as you used to call them, you know.
Those are prostitutes. Those aren't jump-offs. That's different.
No, they're not. No, they're not, Jeff. Like I said, no money is exchanged. They're stragglers.
Ugh, that's
enough
even worse
that,
than
though.
A prostitute. I'd rather be paid.
Well, you know, that's another show. Anyway, so Ray Six.
Yes.
He reads? Oh, all right. Okay. What
well,
is
I'm
a jump off to
here.
You?
Well, I wrote down a list of my six
okay.
key what? Things, starting from, like in today's, you know, now in day time, like era, you know.
Wait, hold on,
right,
hold
so
on, Ray.
My number two.
Oh, hold on, Ray. Hey, Olu, get the applause button ready, nigga, please. A guest on the show. All right.
Drop
it. Ray Six, drop it.
What's up, Ray?
All right. So, my number six is, does he or she visit you after 1 a.m. and leave before 7 a.m.? That's a jump one.
Seven. Nigga, applaud our guest. You know what? Ray Six, I apologize.
What?
There you go. Now, why 7 a.m.?
Because, you know, they got to get up and talk about, I got to move the car, and the next thing you know, they never come back.
Mm.
Not
okay.
saying it happened
okay, sure,
to me before,
sure.
but I'm sure most of you have done that before.
Sure.
Now, my number
one
five.
Seven. Mm-hmm.
Why before 7 a.m.? Because, you know, they got to get home to their real woman.
Woman.
So you only get that 5-6 hour visit.
You know, he may knock out or she may knock out and fall asleep for a second, but she jumps up and they go home.
But, Sha, have you ever tried to go home at 7 o'clock, Sha? Like, what?
See, you can't put yourself in that position, Sha, because if you say that, that means you're cheating on your woman. Leave the fifth.
Wait, you said 7 p.m.?
A.M. He or she visits after 1 a.m. and leaves before 7 a.m.
Wow. I don't know anything about that.
That's right.
I don't know.
Lead the fifth. All right, my number five. We on my number five. All right.
Number
he or she only checks for you through text messages. You don't even get a proper phone call. You just get a couple of abbreviated words.
I mentioned that before.
Oh my God!
Wait, no
Ray,
phone calls. I mentioned that before. No phone calls.
Too much information.
Wait, what's wrong?
Now
with
I gotta
that?
Make a whole bunch of freaking phone calls. Fuck. Mute her mic.
Nobody uses the phone anymore, man.
And what do you text? What's up?
I mean, if you really into somebody, you using the phone. You want to hear their voice on the phone.
You want to hear their voice.
Yeah. Well, you just texting.
So Ray, you saying that if a woman just gets a yo or a what's up every now and then she may be the jump off.
Exactly. She a jump off.
Okay.
They don't have any interest to even delve further into the salient voice.
Man, I just tweeted this show, man. I got to recall that tweet.
Keep going, Ray.
Keep going. Number four. All right. So you saved his or her phone number in your phone by the state, city, or block they live on.
Oh, God. Who invited her?
Like
and
this.
Who? I didn't get a chance to preview this list.
Oh, man.
This is bullshit.
That hit home right there. Damn.
Yep,
I'm not going to say nothing.
We all know we did it.
I'm not going to say nothing.
We all know we did it. Uh-huh. Now, don't get me started on the fact that if you save the girl's name as a man's name or vice versa, that's when they really know they'll jump off because you just don't want the real girlfriend to check the phone.
Last name? No, y'all don't do that?
Last name? Like, what the fuck you know a last name for? That's what I'll be talking about. Beating
them,
knowing
one
their
there,
last
but
name.
No, you know, dude, that's my number two.
Left.
But let's pick to number three. Let's go to number three. All right. He or she sends you a text message saying, I want to be alone tonight, but you see them right next to you in the club. And it's like, wait a minute, I thought you said you wanted to be alone tonight. There's about 150 people in here. That's not alone. That's when you know you would jump off. You know he would jump off then, because he don't even want to
sit
the
weekend. I think Ray coming for somebody's neck. I don't know what's going on here. I think that this may be a very specific situation right now. I'm not sure.
It's
go
totally
ahead. And it's
catered towards those, you know, delusional jump offs. I call them delusional jump offs because they're the ones that think they're in a relationship when they don't even really see the key signs that tell you that you're not in a relationship.
Come
on. So, getting to my number two, as y'all was saying before, you don't even know each other's last name, let alone real names. You're calling each other by nicknames. You're a jumper. Oh, his name is Little L. All right, and then the
number one. Did the girl call you
Kim
Elisha? Is y'all there or y'all going again? So, number one.
Number one, you don't see them till 2 days after the holidays, birthdays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Valentine's Day, President's Day, and every other holidays. You are not the girl or the man in their life. They don't even spend the holidays. That's a jump off. That is a complete jump off. I know a few of those right
woman,
now.
Yeah, woman in tears right now. A man getting angry phone calls and text messages.
Like, what's my last name?
I'm Jenkins. So as for Ray, I got to switch my time to 12 a.m. from 12 to 6, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I throw them off. They may have heard the broadcast.
As per Ray, I will be on the phone for about 48 hours. Thank you.
Before you go, help me out, Ray. I happen to think that you can have a mature, responsible, open sexual relationship with someone that isn't jump off activity. What do you think about that?
That's true, but then you end situations sometimes where one person lies to the other. So that's not always the case.
Right.
I mean, everybody would love to be in a perfect world where, you know, we both have this understanding that, you know, this is how it is from the door. Let's not ever change that, period. No matter if we're together for 1 month to 1 year to 5 years. But you always have one of those people that lie to each other in fear of losing that individual. You know, so, I mean, they always say open relationships, this open, they don't work. They work for the time being, but they don't work. Somebody's going to become unhappy, you know? Because, I mean, speaking from a personal point of view, I was the other woman, but I was in a relationship or quote-unquote relationship with a person for like 5 years, and I didn't even know I was the other woman until all the other women started popping up, you know? But and I was going on the trip, traveling and going to different countries and stuff like that.
Greece.
It's just certain mistresses or jump offs, you treat them better than the last one, you know? Because you're like, all right, she's cute enough to take to another country with me. I have her on my arm, but secretly she don't know she's not my woman because I got a real woman. And what's crazy is the women, they leave in the house because the woman has to tend to house and home and kids and all of that. So, you know what I mean? They get those special dates, the ones that pop up like once or twice a month. Your jump off is going everywhere with you nowadays. Everywhere.
That's very true.
Yeah, because men got it back. They so damn stupid. So in the long run, who's losing out of the situation? Guy or female? You know, the jump off ain't losing because the jump off done got new clothes, new shoes, jewelry. She went on a few trips, so she just came up in the game.
I told you there's benefits to being the jump off. I mean, as long as you know and you don't have any expectations and you know that this is not going to last forever, I mean, that's called dating, isn't it?
Get what you want. True.
So
like
let me ask you,
was this
whole scenario any inspiration towards your latest single, which we should definitely talk about?
That I'm not gonna be the one who loves forever. That's where that song came from me. I was in a relationship before where, it took me a very long time to open my eyes and realize, bitch, you're the other woman. And then it took me years after the fact to get my closure. So that's why I wrote Not Gonna Be the One, you know. It's, you know, I'm not gonna be the one who loves. I'm not gonna be the one who runs. Maybe I'll just let it burn. Because I know it's over. I'm going to put the realization in myself, like, oh, okay, let me just fix my thinking to know that all this time where we were talking about we love each other, swinging with our toes in the bed together, it wasn't real. So it's like, I'm not going to be the one who loves forever. So that single right now is available on iTunes. So find R-A-Y-E,
number right
now. 6 for iTunes.
Well, Ray 6, let's get into that right now. You stick around for a couple more minutes. Stick around, right? All right, Olu, hit it.
Je ne serai pas celle qui t'aimera pour toujours. Non, pas moi. Bienvenue dans l'univers. On y va.
Can't get you out of my head. You got me open on dead. Intoxicating the way I love you. I'm the
now, men, if you get to your jump off's house and you hear that song, shit's over.
It's over.
Just get all your stuff. If you left anything, don't return. She's liberated.
Yeah, that's a hit right there.
Yeah, it is. Tell them how to get it.
So you can find that right now if you go on iTunes, Not Gonna Be Forever. Just search Ray 6, and it's spelled R-A-Y-E and the number 6, and the song is called Not Gonna Be Forever. Play it in your cars when he come and pick you up. Put it on your iPod and plug it into his radio. I'll do the talking for you.
So say what you can.
Yes.
Guys, how are we feeling? How are you feeling over there?
I'm speechless.
See, you done fucked it up for everybody.
This is wrong.
I know.
Well,
we have
I don't know
how
it does.
We have so much damage control to do now.
No, it needs to be said sometimes.
Maybe you guys need to just pick up the phone and call them. You know, learn how to
keep. We don't have a choice now, Ray.
Oh, I'm not going to give you the secret stuff. Yeah, don't call your jump off.
Too funny. Yeah. Vic, you still there? You still standing by your theory?
I don't know if Vic tried to incriminate me, man. Crazy.
We may have lost him. Vic basically said a jump off is
here.
Nothing.
Hello?
Is
I'm here.
One step more than a prostitute.
No, I was talking.
Ooh,
hello?
No, he's up. Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, okay, cool. Damn, no, I thought I was having a conversation with everybody. But, yeah, I mean, my theory still holds. Ray supported my theory that you are able to have, you know, in 2012, have relationships that are just sexual. You don't have to be in the, you know, in a committed relationship in order to not be, you know, considered a bad word, whatnot. But again,
don't get me wrong, though. I'm not condoning it.
Me neither. Hey, Ray, I'm saved. I've been saved.
I feel like it's a really it's a sad thing because nowadays there's most word commitment is a little bit, you know, just null and void for everybody. It sucks because I have a man. We've been together now for 5 years and I have a great relationship. But then I have, like, certain friends or, you know, people that know me and they want to start talking to you about their promiscuity. And you're looking at them like, bitch, I've been in a relationship for 5 years. What makes you think you can tell me about your coochie escapades like this and think I'm going to condone it? Get your life together.
They can tell me, like, if you ever want them, like, to tell somebody else.
I'll pass on my coochie escapade stories to you.
So the coochie escapade, that's a whole other radio show right there. Shit.
Yeah, it is. We definitely escapades. Need to have that. I don't think people should be going on escapades with their coochie.
That's my travel, though.
I have Lawrence tell you their coochie escapade stories.
Yeah, don't call someone that's in a committed relationship. Call another jump off. She'll want to know about them.
Exactly.
But yeah, but two jump offs together, that just makes it ratchet. Like, you don't want, you know, you need someone to balance that out, though. And maybe they want to be saved, right? Maybe they want you to talk them out of it.
Mm-mm.
You know what? Is there a way to stop becoming a jump off?
Yeah.
You have to want to.
Okay.
It happens. I've seen it all the time.
And you should
be with
someone that wants to be with you.
In a relationship.
You can't.
I don't know. Always kill a jump off. Somebody always
but
comes
y'all
in
was
with
talking
a cape
about.
On.
Yeah, I was talking about flying all over the world and you to jump off and the main squeeze stays at home, so I don't know, you know. Mm. If I was a woman, I probably would like to go to Greece and shit. So what is...
Listen, there are definitely benefits to relationships that are well-defined. No, that are well-defined. That, I think, is the biggest issue. Sometimes people are not ready to be in relationships. They shouldn't be in a relationship, but they still have the need and want the comfort of someone else. I don't condone adultery, you know, affairs and things like that. But I do condone consensual sex between two adults that, you know where they're going. And I think you also have to know when to call it quits, when one person is maybe growing too fond of the other or whatever. So that's that. Can you do it forever?
Yes.
No, because at some point you probably are looking for a quality relationship, and you're not going to find it in your jump off.
You can't do it.
But isn't a quality relationships, isn't that just like licensed jump offism? Because like when you're in a relationship, isn't it just about the sex and you can't fuck anybody else? Isn't like the major cardinal rule of relationships? Don't fuck nobody else.
Hell no.
I'm your only jump off.
A relationship is never just about sex. A relationship is being able to deal with each other's characteristics and learn to grow and love those things. You know what I mean? It's not just about the sex. The sex can be great, but I feel like, and I'm going to say this cliche shit, I feel like if you love the hell out of a person and you've learned to know all of their ins and outs, whether the man's little wee-wee is small or giant or whatever it is, the sex is going to always be good because you're not just fucking with your organs, you're fucking with your soul.
In your heart and shit like that. Okay, but here's my question.
I
wish it were that true, but if I know that, you know, if I'm in a relationship and I go ahead and I fuck somebody else unsanctioned, I can't see. But baby though, it's not about the sex, me and you. It's about the love and the soul. I just fucked her. I'm sure that it would be a problem. I'm sure that would.
That's because everybody's
married to
somebody else.
Stop.
You won't want to. You won't have that desire when you love somebody.
Oh, no, please.
Exactly.
It's true.
I mean, because as y'all was saying earlier in the show, it's about respect, you know, and you respect not just that person's, you know, heart or y'all relationship. You respect their mind, their body, and their soul. And it's because you go out there and you sleeping with somebody and then you coming back and you sleeping with your real woman. What does that say about you and the way you treating her coochie? You know what I mean? You trying to bring something home that I need to cure up with the gynecologist or something, or vice versa.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's about respect. We don't want to just be too late and all dry or sick.
In the essence, he's taking your coochie on an escapade that you don't even know about.
Hello.
I love this coochie escapade business. I love it.
Coochie escapade.
Yes, we got to put it in Webster Dictionary.
And if Nikki Blue
yes.
in the chat room today, don't let her steal it, because Olu would throw her out again. Is she in the chat room, Jazz?
Who's that?
Jazz. Nikki Blue.
Nikki Blue is in there. Yes, she is. She said respect the coochie, please.
Nikki Blue.
Respect it.
Nobody, hey, don't get thrown out, Nikki Blue. You know, Olu like throwing you out. She's still not playing. So coochie escapades, we're gonna patent that. We're going to share the proceeds with Ray 6. But,
yes.
that may be another show. Okay.
Okay. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad I'm done with jump offs.
You should be. Tonight for me is date night with my man, and we go places.
Okay,
we do everything together. Oh, God. So I got to get myself ready so I can look all good and jump off esque in the real relationship body. Okay? Because I can act like a jump off to him. I give him what he needs.
Okay. Well thank you for coming by and for showing up this time. You know, we
shut
appreciate.
The hell up. I get all Nicki Minaj on you. I heard you. You was trying to talk about me like Rosenberg. Okay. If Wayne told me to not do the show, I'm not gonna do the show. All right. You just told me I'm your daughter. I listen to Wayne.
Okay. He's the female version of Weezy, like Billy.
When Wayne said jump, I said how high. But yeah, we wish Nicki Minaj well. I heard that whole interview and. No comment.
I mean, I think it's a bunch of fucking hogwash. These fools out here nowadays. Don't worry. It'll be gone soon.
She get money. She get money, Ray. She get money.
It is appropriate that we're talking about jump offs and Nicki Minaj in the same show, so I shouldn't feel so bad that we're off topic, no?
Oh, that's
not off topic.
So don't be part of this, Ray. You got to wait for that. You got to Ray, before we get in trouble.
I'll talk to y'all later, all right? So y'all just have a good night. I'm going to go and have a drink night with my man.
All right.
All right.
Bye, Ray.
Bye.
Hey. Yeah, some time left. You want to give us a call? 323-657-1479. Thanks to Ray 6. That song was dope.
Mm-hmm. Hey, didn't one of our loyal listeners have something to do with that song? Didn't A-Bars have something to do with that?
Yeah, A-Bars, our one-time engineer, you know, he produced the song, you know.
Well, at least he went on to do big things.
He's not going to applaud him.
No.
See, Olu, we got a high turnover rate. We had four before you. Now we have a caller. What's going on, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yo, this is Nikki Blue. What's up?
Okay. Oh, what's up? Shit.
I didn't really mean that. We have a script. There's a script that I go
like
by.
Right now.
Yeah. Damn, Nikki Blue. We didn't
the
even know that you.
Nikki Blue.
The Nikki Blue.
The Nikki Blue.
It was Olu.
Oh, you're gonna cut me off? I want to defend my honor about getting kicked out. You know, if Olu was paying attention. I was actually giving you shout-outs on Twitter. Giving you
Sure was.
Put your mic on, Olu.
When I came back to the chat room, so.
Yo,
sorry,
Nikki, they
up.
Be lying about me, man. This is Nikki.
Nikki lying about me. Wait, Nikki, you've been riding with us for over a year. How you going to call her a liar?
You knew, Olu. It said
you've
been banned by the administrator. Banned by the admin. That's you, Olu. What's good with that, son?
I'm not admin.
Why would you do that?
I'm admin when I'm new.
but it's all good. Love
Nikki
your show,
Blue,
guys.
Say the word and he'll be out of here right now. Say the word. Let me know.
Nah, I give Olu a chance.
You were thief and everything. Aww, okay.
She got soft.
Cool.
One of you said give Olu a chance. Good choice, Nikki. That's all we got.
I mean, the way y'all go through him, he'll end up killing himself off. So it's all good.
Hey, don't say y'all. It's Vic. It's only Vic.
Thank you, Shaw.
Olu get a paycheck in the mail. Okay. Speaking of paychecks, if you want to advertise with the Emotion Picture, hit us up at ads@emotionpicture.com. What?
Shaw, you get a check?
We get paid last. We just pay Aisha and Olu and them. We don't get paid yet. We just
let me find out.
Shaw
getting a check.
I'm not getting anything.
Oh.
Shaw get them musical checks. He get them that Motown money and some shit.
He be getting rent money and shit like every month.
He get rent money. So I gotta take out every month.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
I get that wine money though. Flow me, Olu. Get that wine money. The wine and beer money. Where?
I'm going to Greece.
Every Monday, 7 p.m.
He's going to Greece. He's trumping
everybody. Say what?
He's trumping everybody. He's going to Greece.
Hell yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, you're getting that money. You're getting that jump off money.
Yes, sir.
Nikki Blue, what is a jump off to you?
A jump off, strictly physical, no commitment. We may get a slice of pizza, as you say, but I'm not seeing you before 1 a.m. or after 6 a.m. I got work. You should have a place to be. You're not meeting my friends. I don't care, you know, how your day went. It is what it is.
In hearing monogamy and jump offism, can you have a jump off and you two say that you only will be fucking each other? You still jump off?
I think with a jump off, there's an understanding and an agreement. Now, if that's the agreement you have with your jump off, that's between you and your jump off. But the main thing about having a jump off, there must be rules and regulation. And if you do not follow those, you're out.
Yo, she's scaring me.
Yes. I love it. She's cutthroat.
I don't want to be
her
jump
off. Kick her out the chat room again.
I don't know. I don't want to be hooked up off at all because that sounds hard.
What if you live? Where
you live, Nikki Blue? Where you at?
I'm in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
That. Like that.
So, I'm off. They know
that
play,
right
play your role, play your position, and it is what it is.
Hear that, guys? Play your role, play your position.
Yo, I feel like I'm in like the shoes of like. You know, millions of women through time, like play your role. You know what it is. That's harsh. It reminds me of Jazz. Is Serena's show That's How You Feel, when she had like the reversal of roles. That was dope. And actually, I think that tonight we are premiering the actual show.
Yeah, it's
and
up.
And that's about the dating representative is up.
Yep.
Dope. Yo, it's funny as shit. It's about, you know, that first date, how people act, send a representative, and how after that people act like the real self. The funniest shit, go to youtube.com/emotionpicture. Check it out. I think that maybe Serena's model may have been Nikki Blue because she sounds kind of militant with that jump off of them right there.
I agree.
Like, yo, son, you know what it is, son. You know, it's 2 o'clock. What you doing here? Man. I feel sorry for women, but, hey, you know what it is. Anyway, thank you, Nikki Blue, for giving us a call.
Most deaf. Keep up the good work.
You should do it more often.
You know, just stay off the plane, you know. Stay off the plane. Let us rock with it first, and then you go and use it. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Olu was shook, though. Olu.
Yeah, he was. He shut his own damn mic off.
Olu said, how to end when I'm new? Like, what?
I ain't scared
you. What kind of logic was that?
That was funny. Hey, if you're still listening, I am putting the link to That's How You Really Feel, our YouTube channel, right now in the chat room. So click it. Everybody should be watching it right now. It is hilarious.
Yeah, click it and go on YouTube, man, and do the thumbs up like thing, you know, and subscribe to our
subscribe
channel.
And shit.
We appreciate it. Subscribe. That's why you was there. You know, and it's totally funny. It's crazy funny. I got a peep of next week's show. That is hilarious. She's real gifted and shit, and we're definitely fortunate to have her on the team. Thanks again to Ray Six for showing up this time, because we remember last time, you know, from the Hollywood shit. You know, but you know what? You know, we were a small show then. We were a small show then, and we got our weight up. She came through. We appreciate that. Any last announcements? So, Jazz, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
I am. I'm going to miss you guys.
You better give us some kind of replacement. Something.
Some kind of what?
Replacement. Oh, you better Skype. Motherfucker, you better Skype from Greece.
No, you know how many times I've been on the line with one out of the two of you? Deal with it.
Oh,
y'all
man.
Better not have a replacement.
No.
No damn jump off.
Well, ain't nobody want to hear no damn two dudes in a mic? Pause.
Hey.
Well,
hey, maybe Nikki Blue will dial in, or maybe Ray will have some more time for you guys next week.
Nikki Blue scares me. Like,
maybe Serena will come in and do her schizophrenic act.
Oh. That's the music. I think we're out of here, people.
Good
night,
guys.
Good night, and Dad will see you in July, something like that.
Yes. No one who suffers. Maybe I could.